Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening.
We could have been doing anything else,
but you chose to join us, and for that, we're totally grateful and totally humble. I tell you, this evening, we have a great show planned for you. Tonight's show's topic is Focus on Purpose. You know, one of the things that got placed in my heart with this show was to help push you into your purpose and your passion as a purpose midwife. So one of the things we are doing is helping you continue to stay on that path of moving forward and moving upward as we're moving on in 2019. So we're already in February. Today's February 12th. And so we're so excited. But I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett, who's the author of The Original Version. It's actually not just a book. It's a manual that is life-changing. You can get a physical copy at zoelifeministries@gmail.com, or you can get the e-books on any of your social media outlets. You can get it through Barnes & Noble. You can get it through Smashwords. There's so many other. So you can reach out and Google The Original Version by Andrea Zoe Leggett. And you can get a copy of that. I'm telling you, get your highlighters ready, your pens, your paper, or if you want to take notes on your iPad or something, it is not just a book. It is a life-changing manual, and it's called The Original Version. And then we have Unique Expressions by Design. Unique Expression by Design is customized. They take care of anything that you want customized, from personal to business things. So if you need mugs, pens, whatever it is you need, They've done my t-shirts, they've done my pens, I'm ready for my mugs next. So Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington will take care of you. And then finally, we have Afographics. Afographics takes care of all of our photography and graphical needs, everything from banners, invitations, business cards, flyers, logos, websites, letterheads, photography, newsletters, you name it, they can take care of you at Afographics. And they're spelled APHOGRAF as in Frank, X as in X-ray, with Mr. Aaron Richmond Sr. And they're afographics@gmail.com. But all of our sponsors have Facebook business pages, so you can check them out and tell them you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. If you're interested in being a sponsor, the price is only $25 for the entire month. We talk about your business or service for only $25 for that entire month. So let us know if you're interested. Email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Well, welcome back. And as we said, tonight's topic is Focus on Purpose. And we're so excited about our guest tonight. Her name is Tamika Michelle. Well, let's welcome her to our platform. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening, woman of God?
Hi. Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. I am excited to be here. Hello, everyone. Let's get excited.
Amen, amen. So, Tamika, tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself, because, see, I have people introduce themselves, because when you're excited about what you do, they feel it off of you. So that's the reason I have you introduce yourself.
Sure. So I'm Tamika Michelle, and I am a author, a consultant, a motivational speaker. I am also the CEO and owner of Girl Unplugged, a place where we invite women to disconnect from the world and connect with God, women, and all things outside your comfort zone. And so, of course, I love the Lord, and I celebrate him in every step that I take.
Amen, amen, and amen. So What pushed you into focusing on your purpose? What, you know, just being that person that says, I'm no longer living this life of mediocrity. I'm no longer living this life of just existing, but I got to live what you called me to be, God. What pushed you into that place?
So for me, I actually remember the day. Sometimes, let me just say this. Sometimes we think that we know what it is that we want to do, right?
Right.
And so when we put ourselves into the plan that we want to create for ourselves, we fail. And the reason why we fail is because we're not here to live our plans, but we're here to live God's plans. So for me, it was definitely that going through the different storms and the different seasons of my life or of continuously failing, even though I got back up each time. So for me, it was definitely going through, you know, different challenges in my life. And then also having, I'll never forget, I kept having a parent come up to me and ask me, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? And then I just started getting cultivated around women. And so what I had to initially do is actually separate myself from the world of me wanting to do what I wanted to do and ask God, what is the calling that you have on my life? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? Because, and most of the times in our season of unhappiness, what happens is that we are, you know, very unhappy and or we're not, you know, we're just dissatisfied. And so sometimes that brings us to the point of really connecting with God because we want clarity and we want to know how we're supposed to be walking within this world. So, again, for me, how I got connected to my purpose is because I had to call on God and I had to ask Him for guidance and direction. And so that was really my fine tuning of just being unhappy, not being clear, and just walking a line that led to no path, that had no type of path, and I kept making U-turns.
Okay, girl, I understand. Now, as a life coach and motivational speaker, you know, I know people come to you all the time. What have you seen most as far as, do you seem to find the people who come to you or are drawn to you, they're in transition in their life? I know that's what comes to me all the time, people who are in transition, whether it's a career change or midlife, whatever. Are you approached by people who are in transition and they're like, help, give me some direction? Is that what you tend to come in contact with?
So, yes. So it's so funny that you asked that question. Most of the women that I am, that basically come to me or I'm connected with, what I find is they have a fire inside of them. They know that there's something that they're supposed to be doing, and it's like they start taking steps towards what they're doing, but then what happens is that they'll go ahead and slide back, and they allow fear to get in their way of actually conquering the calling on their life. So a lot of women that I see that really wants to walk into their purpose or their calling, sometimes they're uncleared, or they feel like it's, like I said, they're unclear because of the point of not being divinely connected with God. And then also, just also not really having faith in God and, not really trusting God. So that's what I also seen with a lot of women that are connected to me or they come to me for assistance. And it's so funny because what happens is they'll say, well, this is what I really want to do. And then sometimes I have to redirect them. Well, there's two different things. You know, there's always something that we want to do, which is of the world.
Right.
But there's also something that God wants us to do, and that's our really, you know, the real reason why we're here. So I always have to sit them on a path of understanding that there's more to life than just you and me. And so then that's when I take them through the pattern of actually getting on a structured path of making sure that they're praying consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's pretty much everything. Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, everything that I, you know, do with women or the women that I'm connected to. That's how I'm connected to them. And then that's how I kind of start getting them on the right path.
Mm, that makes a lot of sense, and that's so helpful because that seems to be the type of people, and it's funny because at one point, at one season in my life, there were women coming to me, then there was another season where it was just men coming to me, and now I'm getting like a little mixture of both, but I'm like, okay, Jesus, I guess I'm called to the masses, you know, but all of them seem to be in transition. That's the common denominator, the transition piece. And so, and I tell them, I said, go to the person that created you and ask him. Because for me, I know I hit 35, Tamika, and I personally was like, okay, God, this ain't it. There's something more. What is it that you put breath in this life to do? And what did you put breath in this body to be? And so I had that, and then, like you said, you direct them back to him so that he can show them and tell them. Because I can help you, but who can better help you than the person who created you, right?
Exactly.
Wow. So, Tamika, you are an author as well. So you've written a book. Can you tell us the title of it?
Sure. So the book I wrote is called I Am Custom Made. That I published. And so I Am Custom Made basically deals with women allowing us to know that we don't have to be in competition with one another. God all created us with our own gifts you know, with the vision and mission that he had and that he seen us fit for for this, you know, for this time on our earth. And so it's just letting women know that pretty much that God has divinely created you to be unique and to operate into your own gifts on this earth.
Amen. That you were created to be like somebody else, right?
Right, exactly. Because what I see sometimes within living in the world, and we as women who may be trying to take the jump into entrepreneurship, is I see where a lot of us start thinking and or hesitating on, you know, starting, I don't know if it's a book or starting, you know, whatever company that it could be, you know, a hair care product, whatever, because we see so many different hair care products on the table. So we will say, well, I'm not going to do that because somebody else is doing it. There's already too many of these products out here. But what we don't understand is that God has already created us to have whatever it is that he has called us to have, that you know, whatever, if it's a product or if it's the book, if it's the T-shirt, it is, he has already called you to start that line or to do that particular project, because the gift is inside you. So it doesn't matter if Susie down the street started the same thing, but at the end of the day, you were custom made to craft and to create that particular thing that he has given you. So that was the whole reason of me writing the book, is because of me understanding that, you know, and truly appreciating the fact that God created me to do this as my calling on life, you know, to be able to help women, to be able to help children around the world. You know, God has simply called me to do this. So I'm not in competition with my sister. I'm here to help my sister. I'm here to encourage her, inspire her, and to be able to push her to tap into the gift that God has given her as well.
Amen. You know, I happened to be listening to a speech that Oprah gave, and one of the things she said was, you got to realize that your life is so much more than you, and that your life is to serve. When you figure out what it is you're supposed to be doing, and it's a part of serving people, everything else comes back. And, you know, she is just so many things that everything was based on what did God place me here to do? Because she said they had demoted her from being an anchor person. And so they threw her into what she thought was failure, but they put her in the purpose and the destiny. They didn't even have a clue. It was a setup. Wow. You know what I'm saying? And so what do you say to that person who says, you know what, but you don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through. What would you say to that person, Tamika?
So, you know, it's again, funny that you bring this up, because sometimes what happens is that what we see as a failure or an upset or a setback, that's God's way of telling us that a double blessing is coming our way. And so I would definitely encourage, you know, women and men all over the world to pretty much say that, you know, no, they may not know your story. They may not know your journey, but your walk and your and how you communicate is going to be able to share a wealth of empowerment and or knowledge with, you know, those that you come in contact with. So sometimes we worry about our story being shared, which is a good testament. But sometimes we just need to be focused on what it is God has planned for us to do. When we're when we're focused on our calling and we're focused on what God wants us to do, it shows, you know, it shows us that we pretty much continue to, you know, it shows us that we, if we stay in line and direct contact with what God has called us to do, it doesn't really matter on the side of what others may think we need to be doing, or if they know our story, because our story is sometimes going to shine and be able to bless others for their calling as well. So I would definitely encourage others to definitely share your story and tell your story. But sometimes if we just focus on our calling and continue to walk in the gifts that God has called us, our light is going to shine upon the world. So
That is so true. And the thing that you thought was a disaster can definitely push you into your destiny, because I'm telling you that demotion pushed her. You know, I was like, wow. You know, when you think, when you look at situations and things like, you know, that you may have gone through, and you say, okay, well, wait a minute. This equipped me for this. I learned this from that. Because when I actually had an opportunity to speak on a platform, and it was a men's platform, but they asked me to be on the panel of women. And one of the questions was, how do you handle failure? And I said, I don't. They said, what? I said, I don't believe in failure. I believe that everything is a learning opportunity.
That's
and
right.
So when you look at it differently, then you approach it differently. What do you say about that?
So right. So exactly how you just stated that. Like you said, I never look at things in a negative limelight. I always try to bring the positive out of whatever it is that you may be going through, I may be going through. I try to find the positive. And when you focus so much on the positive, it, to me, it sets the devil back. It gets the enemy to start worrying, like, wait a minute. Now, I just put this thing in front of her, and she's not even worried about it. She's focusing on the positive. So I always say the same thing. There's a blessing coming out. There's a blessing on its way. And I remember, I'm just going to tell a quick testimony. I remember when I had one of my principals came to me and they wanted me to apply for a position. I applied for the position, and make a long story short, said that I didn't get the job. And so they were all upset and everything. But I never forget, I got on that phone and I said, well, you know what? That was just God's plan to get me prepared for the real interview. for the next, for the real job that he had for me. So that was just a preparation period. I never got, I didn't worry in that season or at that particular time because I knew that God had something, he already had a plan. So I, at that point in time, I remember I told my friend, I said, well, you know, I'm not worried about it because God has something much better. You know, he's going to open the door. Just watch, watch what happens. And don't you know, 2 days later, that same company said that they did not want me, hired me back. So, or not hired me back, but they hired me. And so I try to tell people that when things starts rattling, and I use the term rattling and terms of or in the sense of the perspective of when you see that something went totally left or, you know, it didn't work out the way that you thought it was going to work out, I strongly encourage you to put your faith in God and say, you know what, God, allow it to be your way. Allow allow your will to be done. And I guarantee you that if you continue to stay focused and just continue to have faith and understanding that God, with God, you will never fail. You never fail. With him. So it doesn't matter how big or, you know, how big the storm is. It doesn't matter how little the storm is. At the end of the day, God has your back. So I would definitely tell and encourage the people to keep your faith in God and to keep your head up high and just to continue to walk with perseverance and just know that God, if you put your hand in God's hand, he will never leave you. We leave him. He doesn't leave us.
Right. That is so true. So true. Wow. Now, that word you just said, perseverance, I'm telling you, that word blesses me because, you know, many times people want to take the easy way out and just give up. But you just said to the person who wants to give up right now, you said, I need you to persevere. I need you to pursue. I need you to persevere, and I need you to pursue. Now, this is what I heard you say. You didn't say all that, but you did say all that, okay? But this is the message that I got from that. For the person who's listening right now, whether you're listening by internet, by phone, or if you're listening to the recording, yes, it may not look like something that you can handle, but it's not for you to handle. Just continue to persevere, push through, seek God persevere, push through, and I promise you, there you will not be put to shame. You will not fail. You won't fail in his eyes. And so what it looks like for someone else's eyes, that's you know, that's all in them. But at the end of the day, it's a learning opportunity and a learning experience to grow and to blossom. Oh,
yeah.
I tell you. Now, you said that you created the girl, you're the CEO of Girl Unplugged. What birthed that? How was Girl Unplugged birthed?
So Girl Unplugged, honestly, I tell people all the time, God talks to me in the middle of the night. It will be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'll wake up and I'll say, okay, God, what is it that you're trying to tell me now? And I'm telling you, that's like the perfect time because there's so much peace in my house. Because as I stated, as I told you previously, I have, you know, 6 kids. So that is like the perfect time for me and God to have our conversations. And to, you know, for him to really communicate to me and then for me to really comprehend. And so basically that's how it was transpired. God, you know, basically spoke to me and stated that we need to learn how to disconnect. And as me being a mother, as me being an entrepreneur and also an employer, you know, I work for someone else as well. We have to learn how to take out the time to really disconnect from all those things, all of the chaos in our world. But sometimes we as women, what happens is that we'll continue to go, and we're just going. We go on playing mom. We're going playing wife. We're going playing the, you know, the co-worker. We're going playing the entrepreneur. And we're playing all of these, you know, these positions. But we never play the position where we're really taking the time for us. And so what happens is that we sometimes get overwhelmed and So we start, you know, on so much, and then we get overwhelmed, and we don't have that much energy, and then we lose connection with God, and we lose connection of the focus, and we're losing all these connections. And when we're not healthy and we're not whole, then we can't be healthy or whole enough to be able to pour into someone else, especially our children or our husbands or, you know, or those that we work with or, you know, or even our business, you know, depending upon whatever service that your business is. If we're not healthy and whole, then we can't pour into those things. So it was like God was telling me we have to learn to disconnect from those things of the world and to be able to connect with God more on a deeper level. And I believe that is the, you know, when he has stated that to me, we got to connect on a deeper level. And when mm-hmm. we disconnect from the world, connect with him, then we'll be able mm-hmm. to connect with other like-minded women. And mm-hmm. then we'll also be able to do some things outside of our comfort zone, because sometimes the reason why we don't go after, you know, the purpose, that the reason why we're here, and or tap into our gifts that God has given us, and or go after, you know, the calling of our life, is because of the fear, and because it's something that we're not used to doing. But we're used to being mom, we're used to being the wife, and we're used to being the employer, but we're not used to being the entrepreneur, and we're not used to believing and putting our whole trust in God, even though we may say that we do. But that is how God really allowed, you know, Girl Unplugged to evolve. And I really do believe that he wants me to be able to help women all the way around the world back into, and could, you know, to basically put prayer back into their souls and have them to really understand that when we disconnect from this world, we are such a better person. When we disconnect from this world and we pray and connect with him, then we're able to definitely be able to connect with like-minded women. We're able to really search for our purpose and our calling, why we're here, and then we can tap into the passion of our purpose. So the three pillars that Girl Unplugged has is prayer, purpose, and passion. And so that is everything that God gave me for Girl Unplugged, and so I am taking charge, and I'm going after to be able to help, as I said, women around the world to be able to really tap into their calling and their gifts in this world.
Amen. How can someone connect with Girl Unplugged?
Well, they can connect with me on all social media platforms. You know, Facebook is Girl Unplugged. Also on Instagram, it's Girl Unplugged. And so also on Twitter, so all pretty much all social media outlets, Twitter, LinkedIn, Girl Unplugged, and then also Tamika Michelle, because Tamika Michelle is, you know, my actual, you know, full brand consulting company that actually pours into Girl Unplugged as well.
Gotcha. All right. Now, anything else you want to leave with the listeners tonight that is going to help them focus on their purpose and not just the current situation or, you know, where they are?
I really want to leave the listeners with this. I want your listeners to truly understand that fear is only the conjunction. It's a conjunction that you can definitely erase and be able to flow with the sentence. Fear is also the lens on your glasses that are blurry, but you can wipe it off with Windex. So what I'm technically trying to say is that no matter how big the situation is, or how unfamiliar the calling on your life is to you, God has created you and crafted you for this time. This is your season. As I told others in January, this is your season to start expecting. And then when you expect what God has already called you to do, and you start expecting that you are going to be able to start that business, and you expect to be able to go out into the world and be the next caller. I mean, expect him be the next, you know, consultant, or you expect to be the next, you know, author, and you expect to be the next, you know, whatever it is that God has called you to do. This is your time now to really to be able to just walk into everything that God has given you. This is your season to be able to empower and inspire not just others but yourself. Because as I stated with Girl Unplugged, if you're not healthy and whole, then it's going to be very hard for you to be able to pour into someone else. So I am definitely calling on your listeners tonight and letting them know that this is your season to elevate and to expand your faith to go into your next season to really be able to do everything that God has called you to do.
Yes,
and it,
continue.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay. And it really doesn't matter what looks unfamiliar to you, because what happens is that when God has already put a gift inside of us and put a calling on our life, then what technically happens is that some things are unfamiliar, because what the unfamiliar just means that it's something that you're not used to doing. The unfamiliar means sometimes something that you really haven't been exposed to. But sometimes we're not exposed to those things because we get so comfortable on the things that we created and crafted for ourselves. But what you, if you haven't noticed, the things that we create and craft for ourselves is just that, the things that we create and craft. And that means it's only going to be for a short time before you actually start experiencing the whole emotion of being unhappy, the emotion of being confused, the emotion of just being less than satisfied. So I strongly encourage you and motivate you to start putting your best foot forward and start going to action. And you may say, well, I don't have the money. Well, let me tell you something. I didn't have the money either. But what happened is that I started with a plan. And a plan, it says in the Bible, to write the vision and make it plain. And so when you write it onto paper, that's an action. That doesn't require money. That just requires you to put your faith and your belief and your trust in the Lord and to the calling that he has basically called you for. So get your piece of paper tonight. Start writing down the action, you know, the vision that God has given you. And if you don't have, if you feel like you don't have anything, pray. Pray first. When you ask, when you pray and you ask God for guidance, he will give you just that. Now, it may, God's not a microwave. So it may not happen within the next 2 minutes, the next hour, the next day. But be consistent with your prayer and be consistent with what and be specific with what you're asking God to do. Because what's going to happen from that point is then God's going to start opening up the doors. He's going to start, he may start waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning like he does me and give you something. So I always say put a paper or a journal next to your bedside with a pen, because you don't know when God's going to give it to you. But when he gives it to you, write it down. And then when you write it down, go ahead with the next step, which is, like I said, write it all out. And it may not make sense, but it will soon. And then as you take that step, then next be, let your next step be the best step, which is start going to networking events, depending upon what it is that you're in, you know, what you're into. But my point is just make little moves, because little moves is going to show God that you are definitely believing in him. You're definitely, you know, following the calling on your life. And then God will open up the door and then allow the gifts, you know, allow you to have the resources and everything else, the money that you need. But it all starts with faith. And so that's what I want to leave your listeners tonight, is just continue to pray, continue to stay focused. Do not allow fear to interrupt the calling on your life, and just continue to follow, put your hand in God's hand and allow him to lead you. I know that was a mouthful, but that was everything he put on my spirit, so I had to get it all out.
Amen. So I tell you, we have been blessed by your sharing tonight, and we truly appreciate you stopping by On Fire to Inspire tonight.
Thank you.
And tell the listeners again how they can follow you, and, you know, for those who maybe arrived late or they forgot, you know, can you repeat that one more time? And also how they can purchase your book.
Okay, sure. So, again, you can find Tamika Michelle, Girl Unplugged, on all social media outlets. So that would be Facebook, that will be Instagram, that will be LinkedIn, that will be Twitter. So please look for us. That's Tamika Michelle and Girl Unplugged. And then the name of my book that is currently published and out is on Amazon.com. It's called I Am Custom Made. So you can definitely go to Amazon.com and publish that book. And then I'll have a new book coming out real soon. So stay connected. Visit my website at www.tamikamichelle.com. I'm thankful to be on your show tonight. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to pour into your listeners. And so, again, just thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm grateful.
Oh, and thank you so much for joining us tonight and taking the time away from your family, because I know as a mom, and then a mom of six, we truly appreciate you taking time away from them tonight.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you. And we look forward to hearing great things, because, as you said, as you are working on the other things and God is waking you up in the midnight hour, and then 2 and 3 in the morning, you're continuing to do what he's calling you to do. So thank you again. Keep doing what you're doing. And higher is where your place is, higher and greater.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks again. And we look forward to hearing back from you.
Thank you.
So, family, if y'all heard it, you have heard it tonight on Friday Inspire. The topic was focused on purpose with Tamika Michelle. She has been a true blessing tonight. If you've missed any of the interview, go back and listen to the recording. It will be available within the next 5 minutes of us closing out the show. Remember to go back and look at our list, our sponsors information, so you can, whether you need graphical needs, custom designs, whatever it is you need. We have Afographics, Unique Expression by Design. We have the original version by Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett. And then don't forget the play that I am in April 13th and 14th at the Port of Sanford Performing Arts Center. We have 3 shows this year. It's going April 13th. It's going to be 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then the 14th, that Sunday, we're going to be doing a 4 p.m. The first one's 3 to 7, and then the Sunday is 4 p.m. And if you're interested in tickets, email me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, and we'll tell you more about it, how you can get your tickets. The tickets are $25. So thank you so much for listening in to On Fire to Inspire. We're here every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks so much. Have a blessed and prosperous week. On fire.